What time is it, Louis? Oh, there's the clock. Okay. I'll try and read a few lighter things here. This is all new stuff now from the new book, which started out to be called New Shoes, but I decided, although I like that, that it's really sounds like a real lightweight book, and there's lots of stuff in the book that is much more complicated than that title, so that's why I started trying to change it. My editor, however, loved that title. Okay, this poem is called New Shoes or Why I Cross Out Words. I'll tell you that a friend of mine who used to be my student, a friend named Laura Wessner, and I started at my instigation last year an exchange of poems because I have a hard time writing during the year when I'm teaching because I'm busy reading everybody else's poems. So I have to trap myself. And Laura was busy getting ready for preparing her thesis and getting ready for her, I don't know if you have to take oral exams here, but do it state. And so she was really hassled too. So I, luckily, one of the assignments that I had, you know, piled up on my bed of things I had to do one night was to read Laura's master's thesis. And I happen to love her poetry. It's quite different from mine. And she has a way of seeing that makes me, you know, kind of refocus, look at things when I'm going into a blur state. So, I wrote her a poem, which I'll, this isn't the one, but I'll read it later. And I sent it to her and I said, see what happened? I want you to write me back a poem and send it to me within 5 days. And it has to have something to do with this poem. It can be working just with three words from it or a response to an idea or some sort of minimal connection to be, you know, to start the dialogue. And then I'll do the same for you and let's see how long we can keep it going. So a lot of the poems in two of the sections of this book come out of that exchange, and this is one of the ones in which I sent her a poem and it had a number of things crossed out. And in her poem to me, she asked me why I crossed out words, or she made an observation of how she noticed this. And so this is in response to that. You know those shoes you bought with the platforms and shiny leather insteps and holes cut out, which I admired so? Well, you bought them not because it was snowing, but probably because there was some hole or rundown heel on your other pair, and you didn't want it to show, or else you got bored with your good old shoes, so well constructed and always there to take you where you needed to go, but one day you looked out the window and you wanted to take off to a place you couldn't think of, where those shoes wouldn't do, wouldn't dance enough and lift you into the new arrangement. Well, that's why I cross out words so thoroughly, as though I never said them when I did, and felt I did, and knew what I'd said, and felt it to be so well constructed that it would keep saying itself that way, automatically moving ahead when I no longer wanted to.